It's that time of week when we speak with Flo Tess. She is your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. You'll find her lighting up your TV screen for KEZI Sports, channel 709 on my Comcast Xfinity. Catch up online, KEZI.com. On Twitter, the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. Normally, I say spell it like the Packer quarterback, but they're playing the Giants, so I hate Aaron Rodgers today. But we welcome in the Rodgers we like a lot. KR, how are you?
Happy Friday, Steve. What's this about someone saying I was a Flip Cup champion in 2008? I'm very confused right now.
We said that we've had some guests recently. One guy who was involved in the Iditarod, the guy from Fresno State that we talked to before the Duck basketball game, was the voice of the National Spelling Bee. And I said, we're going to require each of our guests have a unique accomplishment. Somebody obviously heard that and decided you were the 2008 Flip Cup champion of California. So could we shoot this down as just a vicious rumor?
I mean, I was 14, 15 back then, and I can proudly say I had no idea what Flip Cup was at the time. So I think we'll have to shoot it down. But you can throw in the fact that I am an avid scuba diver and cage diver, and I also used to compete in hula dancing competitions when I was younger. Fun facts about me.
I will give 1 month's pay to the charity of your choice if we could see a video of that.
There's a lot of videos, I'm not going to lie.
You know what? I know your mom's handle on Twitter. You may regret what you just said.
Don't do it, Monty.
That's awesome. So as a woman of the Bay Area and a 49ers fan, obviously it was a train wreck of a season. Lo and behold, they fire Chip Kelly after one season. So as someone who's both a fan and a sports analyst, and they're your team, what's your read on that whole mess?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't too surprised by it. I thought that it was somewhat of a good move to have Bulky out of the way as well. But I mean, at this point, Jed York has no more scapegoats. Like, there is no one else left. Like, it is on him. Like, it is on York. So I think that's the fan in me starting to get a little angry about this. But I feel like at this point, there has to be some sort of change. And I feel like fans are at the tipping point where if you don't see some sort of positive change coming in with, you know, front office and coaching staffs that they make for next year, then, like I said, there's really no one that Jed York can point the finger at anymore but himself. So I feel like fans are kind of waiting for that maybe last shoe to drop, because this is kind of the final effort for this tangent of 49ers history so far.
Let's tap into that other play special to you, USC. We talked about it last week. A lot of us were really amped to watch that Rose Bowl. But seriously, how fun was that game? And what was your state of mind after Bormeister hit the game winner?
Oh, I mean, that was just a phenomenal college football game. Like, if you want a great college football game, be it the Rose Bowl, like, more than anything else, like, this is what you want to see. You wanted to see Penn State. You want to see USC, two of the best teams playing in college football right now at the end of the season. I mean, that was just a darn good football game. And I was on the desk on Monday. I was anchoring. I don't have a sportscast until about 6:45. So I've never been that excited to read highlights. Ever, pretty much. And I told people that while I'm never going to have any bias in my reporting, I did go to USC. I had some roses on my dresses, on my dress.
Nice.
So kind of rooting for them a little bit there. But as Matt Templeman, our main anchor, noted, you could hear me screaming at the top of the 6 o'clock in our newsroom as Bormeister drilled that final field goal, because man, oh man, that was just great football. I think, you know, USC fan or not, that, you know, you just had to love watching that game.
Yeah, well, I've mentioned before, I've been watching football twice as long as you're alive, and that jumped into like my top five. I want to get to women's hoops. You spend a lot of time around Kelly Graves and his team. Injuries have obviously been a huge factor this year. It was not a good opening conference weekend with the Washington schools. But what did Coach Graves have to say about Ionescu, Amaite Cazorla, health-wise, you know, how they're all feeling heading onto the road to play the Bay Area schools?
Yeah, you know, against Washington State, it was good to have Maite back in there. But more than anything, I mean, injury-wise, you know, it's going to hurt you. But this team can't make excuses was a big thing that we heard from the players, that, you know, defending is a huge thing. They need to have some of these shots drop some more. But it doesn't matter who's on the court. This team as a whole should be able to pull out a win against a team like Washington State. Now, being from the Bay Area, I grew up going to a lot of games at Maple Civilian. Obviously, the Ducks will be there later. So there's a lot happening. And, you know, Cal, Stanford, two phenomenal teams. So it's tough, especially being on the road and still trying to pick up that first win.
We're talking hoops with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. Let's go to the men after that scintillating win against UCLA. They crushed your Trojans, nothing personal. Then they hit the road and punished the Dogs. KR, the time you spent with Coach Altman and the guys, is as well as they're playing, you get a sense that the confidence is just building and building, and they're kind of gaining steam at a really good time.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, this, you know, I think it might have been somewhat beneficial if you think about it. You know, Oregon having those two losses early on in the season, you know, it kind of, you know, brought them to light that, hey, you know, they weren't the team that everyone thought they were going to be heading into the season. But, I mean, slowly but surely, you see Dylan Brooks come back, finally playing like he really wanted to after that injury and after 5 months off the court. And then you have to remember, you know, even though Dylan Ennis was back, you know, kind of all summer on his foot, he hadn't been back in that, you know, competitive collegiate atmosphere yet. So, you know, it took him a little bit of time to get together. And Dana made a big point about the chemistry of the team with some of these new guys coming in, like Cavell Bigby-Williams, Keith Smith, Peyton Pritchard, kind of trying to find that gel with the team. So everything's kind of starting to click together. And as you mentioned, that confidence is really high for this team right now when they are starting to knock off some ranked teams. And at the same time, they just keep getting better and better each week. And it's not because, you know, one guy's really shining. You know, we saw Dylan Brooks obviously go off against the LA schools, but then at the same time, you see Tyler Dorsey have a phenomenal game up at Washington. So, I mean, these guys are great playmakers, and it's more than just one guy that's leading them. And I think that's what's going to make them a really, really hard team to beat come end of March.
So one completely unrelated sports thing. I know as a NoCal gal and a SoCal alum, you got to bask in the sunshine. I saw you were out making snowmen and posting pictures on social media. So are you okay with this weather as a novelty, or are you at the it's enough already point?
Oh, no, I love it. I love the snow. I mean, I grew up going skiing in a lot of places, Squaw Valley, Bear Valley, in Northern California, and then in Mammoth when I was in Southern California. So I absolutely love the snow. This is, though, my first time that I've ever had snow where I've lived. Obviously, being in the Bay Area, like, we don't get snow on it, you know, at all in San Francisco. We don't get snow in L.A. So this is the first time that I've been able to look outside my window, see snow falling, and then go outside and play in the snow. And that is exactly what I did. I did snow angels, although mine are not at the same level as Jim Levitt's, apparently. We're in D.C. coming in hot with those snow angels.
Yep.
I can say that my snowman, Griffey, is still alive and well. So apparently I did something right there.
Awesome. Final couple thoughts from Kristen Rogers, KEZI. Speaking of Willie Taggart's staff, a second defensive back coach. Looks like they're splitting responsibilities in the secondary. For the folks who heard about it, maybe not familiar, you posted a story on the site. What have we learned, I guess, resume-wise about Charles Clark?
Yeah, Charles Clark coming in. He's the first official defensive backs coach to be named for the Oregon staff. Keith Hayward obviously has a strong relationship with Oregon State and with all of Pac-12, having been in USC and Washington as well. He's not official yet, but it does look like he's going to come in as well. So like you said, it looks like that position is going to be split up. But Charles Clark spent the last 4 years at Colorado, obviously knows Jim Levitt really well, which I think is going to create some great consistency for this program building over. And, you know, he spent some time at San Jose State. I mean, he's been on the West Coast for a long, long time, even though he went to school down south. So, I think it's great that Oregon is really putting a focus and putting an emphasis on their defensive staff right now. I did think it was kind of surprising when the first offensive coach we saw named was, Jimmy Daugherty, the wide receivers coach, but it really does show that they've been making a big push on the defensive side and, you know, bringing in one of the secondary coaches that has worked with Jim Levitt, the DC, for so long. I think that's going to create a lot of great consistency in this program, and the fact that all of these guys have been within the Pac-12 and have been within other aspects of West Coast for a long time. That's going to help recruiting-wise, and it's going to come. It's really going to help once they start getting into conference play.
All right, snowmen and snow angels aside, what can we expect from you and the KEZI sports crew through the weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's high school basketball season, but all of these games are getting canceled because of the snow.
Right.
So I think the players are going to go out and start building snowmen and snow angels. But on a serious note, no, we are going to have a game of the week on MeTV later tonight. Marist at Thurston. It's going to be a great game. And then, unfortunately, we're not going to have our first Friday night round ball wrap show yet. Not official because so many games have been canceled, but we are going to have an extended sports cast go on at about 11:15 tonight. So we're going to have all of the highlights from the games that were not canceled, along with Chiron's updates. And, of course, we're going to have a lot of women for both Oregon and Oregon State as well.
All righty. It's Channel 709 and High Def, KEZI online, at Kristen E. Rogers on Twitter. Always fun catching up, KR. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Try to build a snowman sometime this weekend.
Okay, I'm on it. Bye, KR.